Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hello. How you doing, huh? No food or drink in studio. Hold on a second. Let me polish off this. What is this? This is a sugar-free Red Bull. 16 ounce. Hold on.
What was that?
No food or drink in studio. Let me... I love the taste of those sugar-free Red Bulls. I do. They're refreshing to me. Ooh. A lot of caffeine in them, but I like them. Didn't drink them for a long time. Got off of them for a long time. But as of lately, just the traveling back and forth, I was tired. And they do wake you up quick.
You know what that is,
kind of sick of coffee. What?
That's a diabetic shot right there.
No, this is a sugar-free. Now, of course, it's not sugar. There's no sugar in it. But I will tell you one thing, that the regular Red Bulls contain, just 1 8-ounce Red Bull contains the equivalent of 22 tablespoons of sugar. That's unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. So, that's more than you have in your body.
When you combine all that sugar with whatever shot of caffeine is in a regular Red Bull, you know, it's a tremendous whack to the system. So, yeah, but I like the I do. I like every once in a while, I like an ice-cold, sugar-free Red Bull. But there, anyway, I have to digress. Welcome to the program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I want to give you an update. And, Sean, you haven't heard this either. I'm pleased to be able to bring this update to you. I've gotten a number of emails from some of you. You know who you are. But on Sunday, I had a phone call from my good friend and somewhat, I can't say regular contributor, but frequent contributor or, you know, sometime contributor, whatever word you want to use to describe. I'm talking about Texas Bill Cannon from Texas Barbecue Rub. He called in from Richmond, Texas to the radio program on Sunday, the Monster Cast, when I was over at the Minnesota State Fair. And I got to be honest with you, I was worried about him. I've been to his facility there. I've slept at his Texas Barbecue Rub facility. It's got a house off of it. It's on a nice piece of property there in Richmond, Texas. And right behind the house, he's got his business, his barbecue rub business, and then he's got property in another home about a mile and a half down the road. His mother's in town there. His daughter's near there and his granddaughter. And they experienced catastrophic flooding back there. What is it, the Brazos River, right? When it flooded about right around a year ago and just lapped at the doors of the Texas Barbecue Rub Ranch. He got lucky. He isn't so lucky this time. And I spoke to him, as I mentioned to you, I think I mentioned to you yesterday. I talked to him as he was literally fleeing for his life, trying to get to his daughter and his granddaughter. And I was really, I'll be honest with you, was worried about him. I watched Fox News was running video footage out of Richmond. It's been evacuated mandatory. The news crews couldn't even get close to it. But I did hear from him today. He is safe at his daughter's. They did find a route there. Thank God. They're dry, at least for now, and everybody at Texas Barbecue Rub Ranch down there is doing well. So I was really pleased to hear about that. And also my good friend James Toll down there at American Trigger Sports Network, Trigger Sports TV. James is up near the Woodlands. They're dry for now. Thank God they're okay. So, boy, just catastrophic stuff going on down there. Please keep those people in your thoughts. Big contributors to the firearms industry and big contributors to our culture, our armed culture in America and our armed lifestyle. These are wonderful folks, and they really need your support right now. You know, when I was in college, I used to deliver pizzas, among other goofy things. But I worked at a pizza inn and a pizza hut. And I went to school at Radford University in Virginia, down in southwest Virginia, down in the country, in the mountains down there, down yonder, not far from Virginia Tech, right around the corner from Virginia Tech. In fact, my school, Radford University, used to be a teaching wing back near the turn of the century. The all-girls teaching wing of Virginia Tech used to be a part of that institution. And then it was a all-female college up until about 1972. Now, I went to college there in 1980, and boy, lo and behold, it was all girls and a few of us guys. It was a lot of fun. Radford was a lot of fun. I used to deliver pizzas at Radford. And I can remember getting calls. Now, keep in mind, this was before cell phones. This was before, you know, laptops. And, I mean, when we got a delivery, we looked it up on a physical map. There was no Google Earth. There was no Google Maps. There was no GPS. We looked it up on a map, and each driver carried a map, and we had to follow that map where we wanted to go. We'd look at it before we took off, each individual address, and pinpoint it on the map, determine which route we were going to take. But I remember getting phone calls to deliver pizzas. And keep in mind, this is out in Radford, Virginia. Not a big town, small town. Very rural. Lots of very rural pieces of property out there. And I'd get phone calls to go out to some places that I'd never heard of before. And I was a little bit unnerved. Of course, you're, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. You're really not thinking of anything. You're immortal at that age for the most part. And one call in particular, there were a number of calls I had gotten over the course of the year, I guess, that I worked there, year and a half that I worked there, however long it was, that would take me to places that I couldn't find, or there simply was no address that matched what I was told. Or maybe I was looking for 8502, and I would find 8500 and 7499. But there was no 8501 or 8502. It didn't exist. It wasn't there. Or I was at the end of a street. Now, I remember getting very unnerved by that. Even at that age, I was smart enough to know there's something wrong here, and I would get out of Dodge. I never hung around. I wasn't that guy that was so determined and dedicated to deliver that pizza that I was going to walk up to a house that was dark and say, "Hey, I'm trying to deliver a pizza to an address that's non-existent. Do you know where it is?" and walk right into an armed robbery. I wasn't one of those guys. No. I left and went back to the shop and ate the pizza. That's the kind of guy I was, because I knew we had just been ripped off. Or it was a prank. Or worse, as much as I didn't like to think about it, somebody was trying to rob me or set me up anyway. Thank God it never happened. But I have some queasy feelings that I came close a couple times. One case in particular, I was sent to an address down a dirt road. Lots of dirt roads back then in that area. It wasn't unusual. But it wound up down at a dead-end cul-de-sac near a big power line. And there was another car down there. And I could tell there were people in it. And I wasn't about to get out. And I turned around and left. I remember the car coming out the same way, and I got myself out as fast as I could back onto some main roads. The reason I mention that is because I was looking back at some old stories today, and one of them that I love, and I think we covered this with you back in May, but it was about the Domino's pizza driver, because you hear these stories all the time, right? Papa John's driver, Domino's driver, Pizza Hut driver, Pizza Inn, or no, Pizza Inn's not in business anymore, but I drove for both of them, Pizza Inn and Pizza Hut. I expanded my horizons when I was in college. I was a Texas driver down in Mesquite, Texas. Domino's pizza driver was delivering a pizza when he was met by two guys who put a pistol to his head and demanded his money. And the standard operating procedure here is, let's order a pizza. When the guy gets here, let's rob him. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised that doesn't happen far more often than it does. But he didn't respond to the robber's demands quick enough. One of the robbers lowered the gun and fired a shot just to, I guess, let him know he was serious, right? That's when the Pizza Hut driver, the Domino's driver, opened fire by pulled his own firearm. He fired on the robbers three times. He killed one. The guy who held the gun to his head, he killed him instantly. The other one took off. Both robbers were, get this, 16 years old. The pizza driver in Texas was carrying on an Arizona permit. He was not carrying on a Texas permit. But his Arizona permit was reciprocal with Texas. Now, this answers a couple, or poses a couple questions that I want to get into with you when we come back from the break, because we're talking about national reciprocity. All this ties in. And you never know where you're going to go when we get going on this program. But this covers a little bit of territory with us. You know, when I moved to Georgia, I had to get, in order to get a Georgia permit, which was required of me to carry my gun, even though I could carry on my Florida permit in the state of Georgia for two decades, the moment I became a resident, I had to give up my right to carry. Because in Georgia, under Georgia law, I had to have a Georgia permit. In order to get a Georgia permit, I had to get a Georgia driver's license before I could apply for the Georgia permit. And the moment I got my Georgia license, my Florida permit was no good anymore because that meant I was a resident of Georgia and didn't have a Georgia permit. So I needed the license to get the permit. You follow me here? So when I had to hand over my Florida driver's license, me and the lady at the DMV did a tug of war, okay? Because I didn't want to let it go. I even asked her if I could keep it. She said no. So I thought to myself, he's driving for Domino's Pizza in Texas. Does he live in Texas? What's Texas law mean, and why can he carry? Is he a resident of Texas now? What's he doing? How many people go visit someplace and get a job driving for Domino's while they're just visiting? We'll break this down when we come back, but it's a great happy ending story. We'll talk about it in some context when we come back. I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail, simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Should a state be able to limit your right to carry because you just moved there? Do you have to have a permit just because you come from Arizona to Texas? Why did this driver for Domino's, was he living in Texas? I don't know the backstory here, but it's great fodder for the program. So I want to ask these questions because these questions are all pertinent, and it's part of what we discuss on Armed American Radio. I want you to think about these things and take it back to your own state. Think about your laws and maybe recognize some things in your own state laws that require a change. At your legislative branch, you know, you've got upcoming, you know, a lot of legislatures are convening here soon. It's very important. You need to reach out and talk to folks about this stuff. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. And again, I'll put it in personal context. The moment I handed over that driver's, I could carry here for 20 years. The moment I became a resident, what, the state of Georgia didn't trust me anymore? When I live here, they trust me when I'm a foreigner. I'm from Florida, and I'm trusted more than I am when I'm a state resident. That's ludicrous. There was no grace period. Now that's been fixed. We fixed that. Georgia Carey fixed that. But it wasn't fixed when I was here, and it was extremely frustrating. And at that time, the average permit was coming back in 90 to 120 days, and state law said 45 days. Let's go back to this Domino's pizza driver in Texas. He's carrying, he didn't have a Texas permit. I'm going to assume, I think it's a safe bet that if he's driving, delivering pizzas for Domino's, he's not on vacation. I mean, who goes to Texas on vacation from Arizona and gets a job delivering Domino's pizzas while they're on vacation for 2 weeks? I haven't looked. I mean, this just popped up. I haven't gone in and looked at Texas law. I didn't do that. And some of you will send me emails, and that's fine. I'll check it out later. This popped up immediately right before we went to Airways. I thought it was a fascinating topic, and I wanted to run with it because of national reciprocity. That's where I'm going with this eventually. But why should the state of Georgia even be allowed to tell me I can't carry if they've allowed me to carry for 20 years? That just violates all common sense. Flies in the face of my natural law, my natural right to defend myself that the state recognized a split second earlier when in my pocket when I walked in the DMV was my Florida driver's license and my Florida carry permit. Georgia recognized my right to defend myself. Until I turned over that driver's license, then they no longer recognized my right. Now, technicality? I don't know. I don't care what you call it. But no man has the moral authority to tell me that the moment I turn over that piece of plastic that I no longer have the right to defend myself. That's satellite radio moment that almost just came out. No man or woman has the right or the moral authority to tell me that. But because I'm a quote-unquote law-abiding citizen, I followed the law. And then I joined an organization, Georgia Carey, that went on to change that law. That's how you do these things, within the context of the law. I have to tell you that. So we'll go back to Texas, because these are beautiful stories. Now, just so you know, the Domino's pizza driver was suspended. And I haven't followed up. I don't know where he is. This happened back in May. I haven't followed up. I don't know. You know, is the guy still driving for Domino's? I don't even know if he's still in Texas. Don't know, don't care. Not the point of telling you the story. The point of telling you the story is that let's just take this to national reciprocity now. This is why national reciprocity is needed. No state should have the ability, period, to tell another American citizen that they cannot exercise their right to self-defense. Now, I would argue that they do have the right to determine the laws in their state, respectively, under what conditions that right can be met, as far as you following their laws because of states' rights. I'm not going to go down that hole right now. Let's take one step at a time. The first step is to get reciprocity. New Jersey cannot tell me that I can't defend myself in the state of New Jersey. New Jersey has a permit process in place, albeit they don't give it to anybody unless your last name is sheriff or famous actor or political family member. But they have a permit process in place. And as long as that process is there, then every American citizen under a permit process, I know I can hear you right now. We shouldn't need a stinking permit anyway. You're right about that. I'm just not going there now because we do have a permit. We're dealing with what is. We're dealing with reality where we are today. And where we are today is a permit process. Now, one-fifth of the nation has worked on eliminating that permit process, and I hope to see the rest of it go that way. But for now, we're dealing with what is. That depends on what is. No, in this case, it's what is. This is the law right now. So we need to get this in place to fix some of these problems. California is actively working against you now. Actively. Democrat legislators out there are introducing legislation to try to fight this, to write things and write bills that will stop them from being able to, because they're anticipating national reciprocity at some point. So they're trying to head it off at the pass. Why? Because they're California. I guess California could tell you that you can't drive there unless you have a California license, right? No. I mean, I guess they could. Wouldn't be to their advantage. But you know what? California doesn't care what's to their advantage. When it comes to your gun rights, they couldn't care less. Stay the hell out as far as they're concerned. But I thought that was interesting in the context of that. And then, of course, in the happy ending story context. Ask me if I give two craps about the 16-year-old who got shot in the head and killed trying to rob someone and pulled a gun on that driver and put it to his head. Ask me. Go ahead. Ask me. Mark, do you give a crap about that 16-year-old? Hell no. Nope. Not in the least. Couldn't care any less than I just told you. Absolutely not. Point a gun at a driver and threaten his life. Fire a shot. Expect to be killed by someone who's also got a gun and who is willing to defend himself with that firearm and who natural law, who through human right, gives him the right to end yours with no sympathy from anybody because you deserved it. Oh, the poor kid, he just didn't have a dad in his life. Don't care. Talk to the mom. Oh, he was addicted. Don't care. Point a gun at another human being, get shot and get killed. Don't look for any sympathy from this radio host at all. None, zero, zip, nada, none. Don't care about the extenuating circumstances. Couldn't care less. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, talking about that happy ending story, I'm going to go back there in a second, make a couple analogies to you, but you get it. You, as an Armed American Radio fan and Armed American Radio listener, you get it. You understand that protecting yourself and your family is your responsibility. If you're ever forced to defend yourself, your wife or your kid, it's a decision that you make on the spot. Picture it. That's the instant when you know the threat is real, your heart pounds knowing you have a split second to act. Think of the Domino's pizza driver. Many of us know what we would do. If someone we loved was in danger, we'd protect them at all costs, especially yourself too, right? But the aftermath is scary, something that would change our lives forever. Let me read you something from the bottom of the piece about the Domino's driver just to highlight the point. Texas police are investigating the shooting. Of course they are. That's why the aftermath is scary, something that could change our lives forever. You now may find yourself needing protection from the law. So get the self-defense insurance from the USCCA. They'll support you with 100% upfront coverage for criminal defense, civil defense, and bail funding, 100%. They have a 24/7 critical response team, local attorney coordination, and more. Visit armedandresponsible.com for coverage starting at only $13 a month. You already know you'll defend your loved ones. Now be prepared for the legal and financial battle that's sure to follow. Activate your membership today at armedandresponsible.com, and you'll also be entered to win a brand new gun. Love free stuff. Go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. It's a great point, you know, to read the bottom of that story. Texas police are investigating. Of course they're investigating. Anytime a firearm is pulled, let alone used, there's going to be an investigation, and you never know what's going to happen. I've had the people on my program before. The name escapes me. I had him on a number of years ago. Investigation continued in Atlanta for over a year. He was walking out of a club with his girlfriend. When they got to the car, she got in the car. He walked around. I guess Chivalry's not dead. He walked around back around to the driver's side after letting her in. And that's when somebody walked up to him and pulled a firearm. He responded, shot and killed the guy right there on the pavement. 1 year investigation. Lost his firearm. Wasn't free to go anywhere. Was under threat of being arrested until the DA finally decided, hey, no, there's nothing here. This was self-defense. But it took over a year. A lot of expense to that. Lots of expense. Not to talk about, I didn't even mention the mental anguish. Let me ask, let me go back to that, because I know I'm going to get, I love when I get the emails about this stuff, too. I'll change my glasses here so I can switch screens. You're celebrating the death of a 16-year-old kid? That's pretty harsh, dude. No, I'm not celebrating the death of a 16-year-old kid, but let me ask you a question. If somebody is harboring a terrorist, and the drone strike happens to take him out while the terrorist is at his house, you feel... Am I supposed to be sympathetic to him? Do you feel sympathetic to the guy harboring the terrorist? No. Couldn't care less. Hope they find none of him. Earned it. Don't care. That's not collateral damage. That's righteous. You decide to rob a driver by setting him up and put a gun to his head? I don't care if you get killed in the process of that man defending his life from you. Don't care. There's nothing harsh about that. Except maybe the reality of what happened. There's nothing harsh about that driver going home alive. Nothing. There's nothing harsh about that individual harboring a terrorist that got blown to smithereens because of his own actions. Nothing. None. Would I feel sorry if he had kids and innocent children? Yeah, I'd feel sorry for the children. I could also throw out there another big but, though, right? Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, too, one I'm not willing to have on the program. The point that I'm trying to make is taking it right back down to individual self-defense. I've been that driver. I've been that Pizza Hut driver that was sent out there on some very questionable places at 12 o'clock at night as an 18-year-old kid. I've gone to those places. Now, thank God nothing happened to me, but my spidey senses tingled on more than one occasion when I found myself in very dark places without cell phones at that time, nothing but a map, no way to call back, just quarters in my pocket. I had to get to a cell or to a payphone somewhere. Remember those days? Yeah, you do. Most of us do. That's right, little snowflake millennials. There used to be payphones. Oh, it was hot outside, too, and you had to put a quarter in it. Oh, my gosh. Probably couldn't do that today, could you? Oh, I'm melting. You guys kill me. But I was that kid. I've been there. We've all been there. Maybe you delivered pizzas when you were a kid. Lots of people did. Your daughter, maybe your daughter is delivering pizzas in college today. Thankfully, they have the cell phones with them now to make phone calls. They've got GPS. They can look in advance and see that somewhere is real before they even jet over there, right? That's definitely an advantage. But that doesn't mean that some scumbag isn't going to try to take advantage of you and call that in. It's a pretty easy thing to do. We read about these stories all the time. Then it goes back to the whole bigger picture. Does a state, you know, is this guy, if you move from one state to another and that's the job you take right now, or you're in college, you know, you live, maybe that was the kid's deal. Maybe he's in there. Maybe he was in Texas at college. That could very well be. Don't know. In fact, that's probably the likelihood, just now that I come to think of it. But he had an Arizona permit. I don't know. You got to be 21 years old. Got an Arizona permit. Texas honors that permit. Every state should honor that permit. Every state should honor that permit. So we have to get there. Congress is getting ready to reconvene. What are you going to do about it? Might I suggest you pick the phone up and call your congressperson? Doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if their last name is Feinstein. Pick the phone up and call them and let them know that you demand politely, professionally. When you call your congresspeople, you do it professionally and politely. And as you heard Sean Jurgensen on here yesterday, write a handwritten letter, fold it up, trifold, stick it in an envelope, lick it, and put a stamp on it. Those things get seen. And when they see them, at least they know. It's just like the letters to the editor. They don't have to print your letter to the editor, but darn it, they know you wrote it. They know what you're thinking. They know how much mail is coming into them on one side of the issue. And that's what's important, is that they see it. So make the phone call. Congress is getting ready to reconvene. I'm hopeful to have Massey on the program here. I've been in correspondence with his office. I know I've told you that for a while, but we are talking. It's just a matter of the congressman's schedule. We'll get him in, mic him up for you, and we'll talk about reciprocity. And we'll also ask him the hard questions, too. Why are you only talking about Washington, D.C.? You know, we had Barry Loudermilk on here, and he was talking about maybe your bill moving and folding into the bigger picture of H.R. 38. So all of these things are important. And I was reminded that when I read that happy ending story, and it's an older happy ending, so I think we've talked about it before. But it's indicative of what's important at the bigger picture here, okay? Very, very important. We cannot let this stuff die. It's up to us. It's flat out up to us. And if we do let it die, shame on us. You know what my favorite gun is in my gun safe at home? I saw a piece about this yesterday, moving to another topic. You know what to do with national reciprocity. Call your representative. Call your senators. Let them know how you think about it. Let's get this thing moving, okay? When we come back from this break, I want to tell you a story about being at the National Rifle Association annual meetings a number of years ago, and I had a gun pointed at my head all day long. What? I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back from this break, because I wound up owning, as a result of that, one of the coolest firearms in America. An heirloom right out of the box. Love the thing. And I saw something about it yesterday because the manufacturer is out with a new one. I won't tease. I'll talk about it when we come back. But it's really fun stuff, and I think you'll enjoy it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, I could sit here. I kid you not. I could sit here all day and just talk with you. Just sit and rap with you about all kinds of fun stuff. Lots of cool stuff going on. The Gun Rights Policy Conference. Now, it's in Dallas. Obviously, what's happening in Houston is catastrophic. It's epic. It's historic. And there is no doubt it ain't going to be done by the time the GRPC swings into Dallas. Okay? So we want you in attendance. Obviously, there's probably going to be a lot of people in Houston who are not going to be able to attend the GRPC. That's pretty much a safe bet. I'd put money on that, unfortunately, as their lives are a mess down there in Texas and in the Houston area and beyond, down along the coast. But nonetheless, the GRPC will be in Dallas, and it is an epic gathering unto itself. It's fantastic. The guest lineup, you heard Alan talk about over 70-plus speakers. That's about 5 to 10 more than there were last year. Up there talking with you, you've got the best attorneys in the country, you've got representatives going to be there, you've got the gun lobby. I'll be there. Tim Schmidt will be there from USCCA. Come meet Tim. He hasn't been there in a couple years. He's going to be there this year. Lots of fun going to be happening at Gun Rights Policy Conference. That's the weekend of September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. I'll be broadcasting Thursday, Friday, and Sunday from the Salem Radio Network studios. And if you're going to be there, one or two of you might get lucky and come with Mr. Gottlieb and myself over to the Salem Radio Network studios there in Dallas, just a stone's throw away from where the GRPC is at the Westin at the airport. And we might mic you up. More about that as we get closer to GRPC. But nonetheless, head over to SAF.org, SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and register. It's free. To attend the event is free. The rates at the hotel are fantastic. Plenty of time to register. You get a free lunch out of the deal and about $300 worth of free self-defense reading material. If you don't have a self-defense library, you will have one when you get home from GRPC. That much I can promise you. But I'll tell you what else you're going to have. You're going to have memories that will last you a lifetime. You'll have signatures on some of those books from the authors who wrote them, guys like John Lott and others. It's one hell of an event, and it's where you'll learn about what's getting ready to happen with our pro-rights agenda over the next year, but in the long term, over the course of the Trump administration. So make sure to head over to saf.org. Really, really fun stuff. All right, I was telling you about the National Rifle Association meeting a number of years ago. I had a small booth. These were back in the early days, and I was standing there by myself. a little AAR thing, just standing there by myself. And I was right across from Car Arms, and Car Arms bought Auto Ordnance. Thompson, right? You know the Tommy gun? Well, the Thompson display, the Tommy gun display was right across from me. And you had two or three Tommy guns up there on display, and they have that little retractable steel cable so nobody can walk off with them, right? All day long, all weekend long, people would come over and pick up that Tommy gun, hold it up, turn at an angle, let somebody get a picture of them with it. Well, when they turned at an angle, I had the muzzle of a Tommy gun pointing right at my face. All day, every day at the National Rifle Association meeting. And I couldn't help but think, you know, you get used to it. You know the gun is safe, but it's just that whole unnerving thing. I had this Tommy gun pointed at me all day long, and it got to be funny. We were laughing about it. So later on, I walked over to Mr. Frank Harris over at Car Arms, and I said, you know something, Frank, I think I have to have one of those guns. I've had one of those pointed at me all day long. So I bought one. I bought a Thompson TM1. I didn't buy the SBR, short barrel rifle version. I could have. I have the ability to do that in this state. Could have bought the full auto one if I wanted to, but I just didn't want to go through. I don't do the whole tax stamp thing. I'm not into that. Not yet. The laws are going to change on that in the future, and I'll wait. But I bought the Thompson, the TM1, and it is the club. Which gun is it? How can I give you the visual? You've seen the movie Saving Private Ryan? The very gun Tom Hanks has as he's trying to breach through and break through. Dog one sector there coming off the beach on D-Day, and he's poking his head around that stone wall. And they're trying to knock out that machine gun emplacement up above him. Yeah, that's the one when he turns around and fires. That's the World War II TM1 Thompson right there. Now, it does not accept the drum magazine. It accepts the 30-round stick magazine. It's a 45 caliber, and I've got the semi-auto version of that gun. Not the short barrel rifle, but the 16.5-inch. And it's smoothbore. The weight of that gun is about 11.5 pounds, empty, about 13-plus pounds, loaded. And it's hardcore Americana. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So imagine when I saw Shooting Illustrated just yesterday. Actually, I think I saw it on Sunday. Here's the piece right here. First look, Auto Ordnance 9mm Thompson carbine. Auto Ordnance Division of the Carr Firearms Group announced the launch of the company's new T59L20 Thompson, which is chambered in the popular 9mm cartridge. So now you've got a 9mm Tommy gun available to you. You know, I like the 45. Mine's really an heirloom. It's just a beautiful gun. I bought the extra magazine. We have two 30-round sticks with it. And I took each one of them out to my property. I've got a 38 and a half acre piece of property I leased from a lumber company. Took it out there and put one single round through. Now, let me say this. I put each magazine through. Put a magazine through. Make sure that the gun fired, and that was it. Cleaned it up. Haven't touched it since. Love the thing. Absolutely love it. But it's an heirloom right out of the box. I mean, it's a Tommy gun, for God's sakes. The thing's absolutely beautiful. So now it's available in 9mm. And let me quote Frank Harris, a friend of mine over at Car Arms. Fans of the Thompson product line have been asking about a 9mm for a number of years. We took our time to make sure that we got it perfect before we introduced it to the market. We really think that this 9mm Thompson is going to be a hit with shooting enthusiasts across the globe. And he's right, it will be. Because it does retain the look and feel of the classic Thompson submachine gun, chambered in the 45 ACP. And it's a solid piece of billet aluminum. And the buttstock and the foregrip in the gun are, like mine, constructed from 100% American walnut. It is absolutely gorgeous. Let me see if I can find a price point on this thing for you. I do not. $1,364 is the suggested price. Let me tell you something. The suggested price on the 45, I mean, this is a Tommy gun we're talking about. This thing is satellite radio moment, bad satellite radio moment. Okay, put whatever adjectives you want in there. It's a Tommy gun. It's the coolest thing. Well, I'm telling you, when people come over and you show them this gun, like, man, look at that. It is cool. Hang that thing up on your wall. Get it out of the case. I don't know why I haven't done that yet. But it's the real deal. I would love to have the SBR. Love to have the SBR. But I'll tell you what.
They manufacture this. When I ordered the gun, it took about 90 days to get it. The gun was built. And they are exact specifications of the original 1920s, pieces of American art. They are absolutely beautiful. So it will be interesting to see how this 9mm sells in relation to the 45. I got the price point, though, for the Thompson TM1 and 45, $1,414 MSRP if you go to the site. I think it's 1414, might be 1425, might be 1400, but it's right in that 1400 to 1450 range. Versus what did I just tell you for the 9mm? $1,364. If you're going to shoot the gun a little bit lighter, I mean, those guns are heavy. There's very little felt recoil in the 45. They're beautiful, but they're heavy. They are heavy. And you will get a feel for carrying one of those things into battle. Because those were very popular guns in World War II on up through Vietnam. I know people who fired those guns in Vietnam as well. But just American pieces of work. Check them out, Auto Ordnance. All right? There's a good piece up at Shooting Illustrated. Google it. Find out what you can about it. If you're a fan of that Thompson, man, now's the time to buy one of these things. The semi-auto version is just something really cool and really special to have. And I'm really proud to be able to hand it down to my kids. It's a Tommy gun. There's multiple versions of it. You can buy them. Oh, look at this. I could talk with you about guns all day long. Gosh, but that's okay. That's why, because we're going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And please, keep those people in Houston and all throughout the Gulf Coast in your prayer. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.